Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence. This week's topic, becoming a rising star in safety. My name is Sean Galloway, and I'm proud to be your host. Hello, everyone. Recording this while in Minneapolis, Minnesota. For the topic this week, I'd like to share an article that I wrote that was published in the September 2014 edition of Occupational Health and Safety magazine. Like all of our other published articles, you can find them on our website at proactsafety.com. Click on the Insights tab. So without further delay, here we go. Becoming a Rising Star in Safety by Sean M. Galloway. Safety professionals will play many roles throughout their career. Some will be cops, some coaches, and others will primarily be trainers and facilitators. Some will focus exclusively on compliance. Others will evolve their organization from compliance to culturally focused. Many will retire after long careers within corporations. Some, like me, become consultants. But some of the most impactful individuals in safety performance and culture aren't even safety professionals. These individuals are the workers that take an interest and receive safety magazines at home looking for ideas. They are the supervisors who believe there has to be a better way for their people, or the senior executive that feels safety can be better and recognizes they are the ones who need to take the lead. Those who help transform performance and culture are the individuals who truly shine in safety and should be recognized and invested in. One organization who recognizes these individuals is the National Safety Council, NSC, celebrating 40 individuals who make up their list of rising stars at their annual conference. According to some of their criteria, a rising star is someone who, quote, demonstrates safety leadership with practical examples of, one, leadership attributes that set the nominee apart from his or her peers, two, initiating and or leading a successful safety initiative with measurable results. 3. Engaging peers and transforming the safety culture of the organization. And 4. Value and safety as a critical part of business operations. End quote. Anyone can be an effective leader if provided the right focus, skills, tools, and support. So the goal of this article is to provide insight into how the most of the effective leaders enable cultures of safety excellence. Through many years of research and coaching safety leaders of all levels and areas, 8 accelerators to safety excellence have been identified, and I call these the Safety Excellence Accelerators. These accelerators have been leveraged to directly contribute to an improvement in the leader's influence and overall effectiveness in capturing new results. They outline how the leaders who consistently outperform others think and behave. Value over cost considerations. Safety is viewed through a value-add lens. Costs are important, but not the primary answer to the why are we doing this question. Does this add value and improve the lives of the employees is the driving question. Strategic agenda. Safety decisions are proactively prioritized, leveraging data to identify objectives and initiatives that measurements will validate directly contributed to improvement. The strategy is not a program or a zero-injury goal. Safety is managed like a business division. Transformational thinking. Continuous improvement is driven through efficiency and effectiveness, and choices are made that satisfy the transformational question, what one thing could we do here that would make the biggest difference? Positive discontent. Similar to better versus best practices, we realize we will never be excellent in safety, for there are always things we will know tomorrow that we will not know or do not know today. We will never be complacent, and while we celebrate success, we strive for continuous improvement because we maintain a healthy sense of vulnerability and safety. Continuous learning. We believe investment in personal growth yields both personal and organizational value. We also realize there is more than we could ever know, but are transformational in our search for new information, ideas, or practices that could help us help others deliver new value and safety. Insatiably curious. A respectful questioning attitude dominates thinking and interactions. As we improve, we realize even the best strategies can go awry as we are human and can make mistakes. We seek to gain insight and understanding rather than haphazardly offer advice or place blame. We help transfer this attitude throughout the culture to facilitate organizational learning. Lead by not leading. We develop others and create the desire to volunteer and never voluntold people. We do this by developing teams that are successful and everyone knows it. We realize we need our team more than the team needs us. Culture change happens best from within, and improvement ideas are best owned by those who originated it. Coach coaches. We develop coaches throughout the organization to help everyone focus on the most important items, provide feedback that shapes future decisions and behaviors, and facilitate by addressing the areas that make it difficult for people to perform their tasks risk-free. Further, we coach the coaches to help everyone continuously improve and create a culture that evolves the organization from a focus on results to enablers of desirable performance. Because, after all, we can always be better. These 8 accelerators are routinely used in consulting work to facilitate the executive's ability to improve their organization's strategy, leadership, culture, and performance and safety. Last year, I was honored to be named along with 39 other individuals to the 2013 class of NSC Rising Stars of Safety. I also presented at the 2014 conference on what it takes to become a rising star in safety. Until next time, remember, in safety, prevention trumps reaction. For more information on safety culture excellence, or if you have a topic to suggest, please email us at podcast@proactsafety.com.